remember last year, Norm, when we had the exercise of where different quarterbacks would go, and we had, I can't remember how many we had written down, and just the movement was going to be insane, and now it's going to be in a year equal or maybe even surpass what we saw last year as far as quarterback movement and where people are going to go and people wanting out and all that other stuff. So you wonder if teams will look at what Tampa Bay did and start seeing if they want to recycle some of these old quarterbacks to see if they're right there and ready to make that next step. And I guess that's the whole point about it. If you're ready to take that next step and you're missing an older veteran quarterback that can lead you there.
Well, let's look at the teams who believe they're a quarterback away. That probably does not include the Cowboys, Donnie.
No.
But let's look at the teams out there in the markets. Okay, we know Indianapolis for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, is that the thinking in Miami?
Yes. I mean, they're a 10-win team this year. Like, why not? Again, the Bucs were 7-9 last year and terrible for a decade. And the one thing I keep thinking as we have this discussion is you're never as far away as you feel. Like, it doesn't take forever in football to turn it around. This can happen, then suddenly magic. That's what the Bucs did, and granted, it's Tom Brady, but why wouldn't a 10-win team this year with a brand-new Matt Stafford, say, or Deshaun Watson in Miami, Super Bowl, why not? I mean, it's not insane.
No, Mike, and people don't mention at all some of the other moves Tampa made, that is bringing in Jason Pierre-Paul in a deal with the Giants, bringing in Ndamukong Suh for the defensive line, bringing in Leonard Fournette when things went bad in Jacksonville.
Gronk.
Gronk in a trade with New England, right?
I think so, yes.
So all those players have pitched in, and 7-9 does not mean you can't be a Super Bowl contender next year. And by the way, I know people are going to say, come on, Norm, what are you, crazy? Hey, if the Cowboys make the right moves defensively, listen, in the last three drafts, Tampa has added 6 starters to their defense. 6 of the 11 starters on the Tampa defense came in the last three drafts. Well, the Cowboys had a good draft defensively. They added Diggs. They added Gallimore. The year before, they added Tristan Hill. What if they were to go all defense and add 3 more, Donnie?
And that's the point about that, because you think that, okay, the defense needs help, and then someone falls that you just didn't expect. And I was all for the CeeDee Lamb pick, thought that this would make this offense dynamic. But you do have to understand and realize where you are deficient and where you need work. And some before, the positions that you did not value highly that you may need to start valuing right now in order to make your team complete is a change, a whole different change in philosophy. And you have to look at the Cowboys and start looking in the mirror as far as their situation now. And we're talking about quarterbacks, and I don't think it's going to happen. I think they're going to sign Dak, whether it's a franchise tag or they sign him to a long-term deal. They had their opportunities early to sign him to a contract that would have made more sense financially for the team and just couldn't get it done. They had their opportunities.
Yes. The Cowboys, apparently, now none of us are in the room where it happened,
Support.
There we are.
Support.
None of us are in the room where it happened, but the word was that the Cowboys wanted a 5-year contract for Dak, and Dak only wanted 4. Do those demands remain the same right now? Would the Cowboys give Dak a 4-year contract now? I'm assuming they would. How about you guys?
I don't know. I don't know where their mindset is right now after everything that's going on. And would they consider just saying franchise this year to see where they are and then try to work something out again? Because I do feel that the price is just going to continue to go up.
I agree with you,
and
Donnie.
If you think that this is the guy that leads you to the future, they wanted five and he wanted four. That just doesn't seem like the biggest arguing point out there. You can make this contract to a deal to where it's a player option just to kind of get the optics that you want. I just feel that it's way more than a year thing. It's probably more of a money thing.
You mean Dak wanting 38 and the Cowboys wanting 33?
Yeah, a 40 and 32 or 33 or something like that. Now, that seems like it's more of a sticking point to where they are far from an agreement, because you can work your way around other things when it comes to years. That seems easy.
Well, let me propose something bizarre to you. How much could you get for Dak in a trade market right now to another team? In other words, if you traded Dak right now, wait a minute, he's about to be a free agent. The new team could franchise him or could offer him a new deal?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I feel that even this year, and it seems like an easy thing to say, that this market is going to be flooded with pretty good quarterbacks to where, all right, well, you want the world for this guy? Well, I'll just turn around and get this guy and try to take my chances on something good happening with him and adding somewhere else.
Yes, for example, let's say Matt Stafford goes to the 49ers. That puts Jimmy Garoppolo in the marketplace mm-hmm. for somebody else. And I don't know if Houston can actually financially deal Deshaun Watson. The impact would be so great on their cap. But he is certainly someone trying to force his way out of Houston. Well, you put Stafford in the marketplace and you put Watson in the marketplace. Holy cow. And now, did I hear Julie tell us that Aaron Rodgers may want a new contract in Green Bay?
Yeah, Julie did tell you that.
Yes.
Oh, hey, Julie.
Hey. Julie.
Well, wait a minute. Is Green Bay ostensibly has their quarterback of the future, but they've got possession of Jordan Love for four more years. They don't have to move on Rodgers now. In fact, they don't have to move on Rodgers for 2 years if they don't want to. But what if Rodgers is in the marketplace? And it goes on and on and on for the people who could be in the marketplace. I'm going to go back to Mike. Mike,
yeah.
It appears the Dolphins have already maybe slightly soured on Tua.
I don't know. I mean, they're not in passionate love with him. You know, I think their ears and eyes are open. But I think the Rodgers thing is interesting because Brady almost sort of made it okay for this lifer legend to do the unthinkable and leave town. So now Ooh. It's like, Rodgers? Why not? And Cowboys? Who knows?
Think of the teams in line if Rodgers says, I'm done and I want out. Send me somewhere.
Because I feel like he signed through 2023, Rodgers is, and yes, he's whispering about a new deal, and this might be the blank you for your decision to draft Jordan Love.
You know, or not to go quiet, for it on fourth down.
Or not to go for it on fourth down. You know? So he's like, I think I want a new deal. And if that somehow sours everybody or him in the front office, I can't imagine that. He wants to go somewhere. I think because of what Brady has just done, everyone's like, I don't care how old he is. That's Aaron Blank and Rodgers. Let's go. I get 2 years out of this.
They've done it before with Favre.
Of course.
Traded him, and if they're going to trade or draft their quarterback of the future, and he seems to not be happy with where he is right now, just think of what you would get for Aaron Rodgers. We're talking about what you may get for Matt Stafford. Then maybe double that. And that's what Aaron Rodgers will command right now because of maybe what's been happening in the NFL this year. So you want to talk about line forming to the left of quarterback needy teams. He would.
And I was looking at candidates to be next year's Bucks, and it's almost perfect Washington. They were 7-9 this year. Tampa was 7-9 last year. You're going into the second year of an established coach, Rivera and Arians.
You have a really tough defense
that's just waiting to be unlocked right. by a competent quarterback. And Aaron Rodgers already pretty much looks like Alex Smith.
Let me put something else on the table for you guys. That's not untrue.
Right? I needed a fourth fact.
It's right there. That's right. What a nice fun fact.
Let me put another name on the table for you. New Orleans.
Right, yes.
If Drew Brees retires, is New Orleans going to turn over the keys to the kingdom to Taysom Hill or Matt Stafford? Holy cow. Matt Stafford, he's still at 32 years old, got a gun. He would fit beautifully in New Orleans. And Mike and Donnie, you guys mentioned how Tom Brady made it okay for the veteran quarterback to move around. Hey, Philip Rivers joined him in that.
Yep.
16 years with the Chargers, and he moved around.
And he was good. And they
and
were
he
good.
Was good.
If Aaron Rodgers is doing the power play and Green Bay just says, you know what, okay, call your bluff, that will shake everything to its foundation.
Look, this is sort of silly. I don't think it's going to happen, but in everybody's world, you know, it's the Brady thing has sort of unlocked it. Are they the favorite to win the NFC next year if Aaron Rodgers is on the Saints?
Oh,
yes.
Yes. Yes.
Without question.
You know?
Aaron Rodgers on the Colts. Are they the favorite
probably after KC.
Yeah.
Well, let me back it off with you guys. If Matt Stafford's on the Saints.
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't know if they're the odds-on favorite to win the NFC, but dude, mate, well, because then you'd be admitting that he's an upgrade from Drew Brees, which I think he is.
At this point?
At this, you know?
Sure.
But that's a different upgrade than, I don't even know. Yeah, it's really fun to think about, and I think the Brady success has unlocked maybe, I bet most GMs are scratching their head like, oh, gosh, these dudes do have something left in the tank.
Okay, I'm going to put one more name on the table for you guys. Pittsburgh decides it isn't going to happen with Ben Roethlisberger and deals for Stafford.
And I don't know if Roethlisberger he'll be a wanted man, and there may be a team that's going to take a chance. I don't know if it's some sort of stopgap where a team thinks that they have maybe their quarterback that's a year or two away. Is it a team like Jacksonville who's going to draft Trevor Lawrence? Do they want to immediately put him in there? Is it a team like Denver? I don't know.
The thing that's, I mean, Roethlisberger's 38, and he's, I don't know, he doesn't look like the body type that's going to pull a Brady and still be rocking it in 5 years, but Stafford's 32. And you know what? We discussed what? Andy Dalton, who's way younger than we all think, too. I don't know. We just book all these old, he's 33, Andy Dalton. Like, we book all these, the older quarterbacks kind of together, and it's like, well, there's decades separating them.
Sure. But, you know, you talk about Roethlisberger, not the body type, but he kind of had the Philip Rivers body type. They're not running anywhere. They're not doing anything. They're pretty much statues, but.
Yeah. I don't know.
Roethlisberger, they always talked about him now changing his whole deal because of the elbow injury and getting the ball out of his hands as quickly as he possibly can. Is there an offseason where he can get it a little stronger and be a better quarterback than he was this past year? Maybe. I don't know. But there are a couple of names around that, if they're available, Norm, they could shake the whole foundation of this quarterback thing and maybe have some teams jumping into that deep end of the pool, just like Tampa did, to see if they can find that one shining moment, that one missing piece to take that team over the top.
You're exactly right, Donnie. And then, guys, you blend in five first-round quarterback draft choices also?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This is going to be a fascinating QB offseason. And then, of course, you finally blend in the Cowboys drama of, are they finally going to get this done with Dak?
It's interesting to see how it's all going to play out.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.